You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about how to go from average to being a top performer. This is a post that I posted on my Instagram account and it blew up literally because about 75%, I was reading a blog, about 75% of the people that are working a full-time job are not happy with their current situation. But there's a problem. They're pointing fingers. They're pointing fingers at the company they're working for, the office, the commute, at management, at people that they're working with, and they don't take full responsibility of their current situation. If you do not take full responsibility of your current situation, you're not going to be able to make the necessary changes inside of you that will allow you to quit, start a business, or simply move up in the company. All right. So please share this podcast with someone that you know is in a similar situation. As I said, about 75% of people that are working full time feel this way. So you're definitely going to be able to find a friend, a family member, or a coworker that will resonate with this post. And please also subscribe. We have 7 weekly episodes, so 1 episode a day. This is the perfect podcast to subscribe to. 5-minute episodes, you can't go wrong. Point number 1, take responsibility for everything that happens to you, even when it's not your fault. Just mentioned this at the beginning of this episode. Take responsibility, guys. Even if it doesn't feel like it's your fault, you need to take responsibility for it because, as I said, if you detach yourself from the responsibility of a certain situation, you will automatically be A, victimizing yourself, which is not a good start to becoming a top performer. And second of all, if you don't take responsibility for something, you will automatically have to wait for a certain situation to change or for a person to change that situation for you. That's not how top performers work. They take responsibility for literally anything that is in their control and out of their control, and they just make sure that things happen their way. All right, remember this. Even if you walk down the street and it starts raining and you get soaked, maybe you're trained for something and you're like, oh my gosh, like there you go. Every time I leave the house, it's raining and I can't train for this. Change the time. Look at the forecast. Dress better. Buy better training gear. I mean, there's so many different things. Buy a treadmill. I mean, there's so many different things that you could be doing in order to ensure that you're getting your workouts in if you're training for a specific thing. Thinking about that right now because it's raining outside. So that's a perfect example of someone that could go from average saying, oh, every time that I leave the house every day, it rains and I can't train properly. And a top performer that changes the current situation, takes responsibility even for the weather, and still finds a way to get the workout in the best possible way. Point number 2, take 30 minutes in the morning to prime your brain for success through meditation, motivation, and increased energy. Again, I always talk about this, guys. I don't wake up every single morning with the energy that I have right now, even though right now it's 7:40 a.m., all right? I woke up about an hour and a half ago with very low energy, I'm not gonna lie, and my mood wasn't the best, all right? If I really have to tell you the truth, I have an iOS update on my cell phone and it's not working properly. And that's not the best situation to be in. Woke up this morning, I'm like, I can't record my Instagram videos on it. All right. This to say that I spent about 15 minutes meditating, relaxing, listening to a very, very good motivational book. Went for a quick run up and down the stairs here, not actually outside. I literally went up and down the stairs 3-4 times to get my blood pumping. And I'm here recording this episode. I feel good. All right. My outlook on life is much better than it was 90 minutes ago. And this is why I'm telling you, doing this in the morning for 30 minutes will radically change the way you approach every single day and will make your bad days good. Point number three, become one with your higher purpose, make it into a calling. You have to understand that top performers, every single top performer has a clear vision of the reason why they're doing what they're doing. If you want to be the greatest in one field, make sure that you have this all-consuming idea of you in the future. Maybe you're helping people. Maybe you want to do what you're doing because you want to leave a huge impact in your field or in the world at large, but you need to have a big higher purpose calling in order to push you through these hard times. Because if you don't have a higher purpose, you're going to wake up one day not feeling good, and you're going to try to do what I just told you. The second day is going to happen the same thing, and then the third, the fourth, the fifth day, you're going to be like, I don't like this. It's too much work. But if you have a higher purpose, you will be able to push through the hard times. Point number four, live this new lifestyle 7 days a week. Your goals are valid all week long. And I already told you guys, top performers are not top performers 5 days a week, and then they become weak performers or average performers on Saturday and Sunday. That doesn't work, because your brain does not know the difference between weekdays and weekends. Remember that. So if you teach your brain to go all in only 5 days a week and then relax for the other 2 days, guess what's going to happen? Your subconscious will automatically always hope to be on that day or those 2 days where it's chilling. So if you leave your subconscious no way out 7 days a week, you go all in, you work hard every single day. I'm not saying that you have to work, 14-hour days every single day. I'm just saying that this routine, especially in the morning of waking up early, meditating, motivating yourself, increasing your energy, doing one hard thing every single day, you got to do that 7 days a week, guys. Your brain needs to know that this is the new way. Now, after 200, 300, 400 days that you've been doing it and it's really locked in your new way of being, if you want to take a couple of days off here and there, that's fine, of course. But if you're trying to change your personality, basically your new way of being, from average to top performer, you can't not take breaks until you are 100% sure the new way of being settled in and it's there to stay. All right. So I hope you enjoyed the short episode, and until next time, up your game.